This week's Parsha is Parsha's Pekudei, and this week's video is sponsored L'ilu Nishmas, Reb Moshe Shmuel ben Reb Alexander. Parsha's Pekudei talks all about the various components of the Mishkan that finally assembled itself into the finished product called the Mishkan, the Tabernacle. And the problem was that in order to finish, Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu that they should put up the krushim, the 48 wooden planks that surrounded the Mishkan as a wall. And they were so big and so heavy, over 10 amas tall, that the Chachmei Lev couldn't put it up. It was too heavy. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to put your hand on it and push it up as if he's pushing it, even though he's really not because it's too heavy. And miraculously, they will stand up on their own. Hashem said, if you do your best, he will do the rest. And that's the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu learns from this. And that's why it says at the end of the Parsha, V'hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was erected. It doesn't say that Moshe erected the Mishkan, which was how it was supposed to be. But the Mishkan was erected on its own, of its own volition. But Moshe just had to start the process and put his hand out to get that first step in. Rav Pam Zatzal explains from here, there's a very practical lesson. When there's a goal that we think is unattainable, something that we can't get to, but we want to do it, just take the first step. Just do it. Use Nike as an example of this. Just do it. And when you take that first step, Hashem will help you finish through the end. He will give you that Siyata D'Shmaya. I went to a Siyam HaShas last night of a friend of mine, my age, a Baal Bas, a working guy, and he finished Shas. It took him 7.5 years. He did the Daf Yomi cycle, but he started in the middle. He started by Bava Metzia. And now that the Shas, the Daf Yomi, is up to Bava Metzia again, he mamash finished Shas. The dedication, the consistency of learning a daf a day, every single day for 7.5 years was something that he was so proud of and something he was so committed to. And he was able to do it because he had that drive, that rotzin. As his father spoke at the Siyam so beautifully, said, my son's a regular kid. But he had the tshuka and the rotzin. He wanted to finish Shas. If you want to finish Shas, you could do it. Just take that first step. This is explained beautifully by the Ramban, who talks about the Chachmei Lev. The Chachmei Lev were just volunteers who wanted to come help in the Mishkan, but they were called Chachmei Lev, wise-hearted people. Why were they called wise? They didn't have any technical experience with embroidery, with architecture, with design. How did they have the skills to build the Mishkan, to work with gold, with silver? They weren't apprentices by anybody. They didn't go to college. How did they know what to do? Says the Ramban, that they Hashem imbued them with this wisdom because they wanted so hard to try and do it. They wanted to volunteer and build the Mishkan. Hashem said, I will help them. Says Rav Pam Zatzal that we could learn from here probably the pshat in the Pasuk in Daniel where it says, Yohev Chachmasa L'chakimen. It says Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. Question is, what does it mean Hashem gives wisdom to the wise? How are the wise in the first place? Where did the wisdom come from to make them wise? If Hashem only gives wisdom to wise people, how did the wise people become wise to get that wisdom in the first place? Says Rav Pam that they must have had a tshuka and a ratzon to become wise. And then Hashem gave it to them because they wanted it so badly. Once you want it badly, you try your best. And Hashem will do the rest. He'll give you more wisdom and more siyata d'shmaya to do whatever you want to do. Have a beautiful Shabbos.